If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios. For me, Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. The Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Food of On 3. Sign up today with that QR code just to the right. Yeah, the right of Zach Berry's head. Zach Berry's also part of the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com. If you sign up today while Ole Miss is in the college football playoff, friend, if you're a new member, you can get 50% off an annual sub by just scanning that QR code. Joining us today at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Food of On 3. Because I'm not trying to like puff chest out, but we've been talking about this Trinidad waiver, and what you heard today is quote unquote something you're learning. I've been telling you since before Christmas, man, that the most likely scenario, if Trinidad Chambliss gets his waiver, and there was a reason I was saying it, was that he would be Ole Miss's quarterback next year. Let the games begin. Zach, how we doing, brother?
Good morning, Ben. Yeah, I was still up last night when Pete Golding and Walker Jones put out a couple bat signals. Talked to a couple people around 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. this morning, and then also talked to a couple people around 7:30, 8-ish this morning. And all signs are pointing towards Trinidad Chambliss getting the waiver. I was told this morning, I put it up on the site around 7:30-ish, that it was expected Trinidad was going to stick with Ole Miss. I now see that people around LSU are saying, no, actually, you know, it's the old meme, right? It's like, well, if the player picks the school I like, then he's fantastic. And yeah. If he doesn't, though, we didn't want him. We were going some in another direction. Anyway, right. It's not official, but the people that I spoke to are around Trinidad Chambliss and his family. Representation are very confident. And because of that, and then what the bylaws say as far as the monetary losses and how it would affect his well-being and his future. The direct quote from Pete Thamel from ESPN was based on the quote objective evidence submitted by Ole Miss. It would be absurd for the committee to conclude that 91 pages of medical records and a detailed letter from Trinidad's treating physician do not constitute other appropriate medical documentation within the meaning of bylaw 12-6-4-2-2. So, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you should be excited. He's re-upped with the Grove Collective. And I think all signs point to him sticking with Ole Miss and getting that sixth year. I put it on the board as well in that same thread, Ben, that I believe this would massively have an impact on Kewon Lacy. And I think Ole Miss is trending in the right direction there as well. Obviously, LSU was coming after him. Texas was coming after him with Trey Wisner getting in the portal. I think the entire running back room at Texas is in the portal. That's wild. You know, I covered Texas before I came back, and I had several people texting me throughout the weekend asking me what the hell was going on. Like Parker Livingston got in the portal and had a very cryptic tweet about it too. So. But Ole Miss should be excited. 4 portal commits in 3 days. I think there's going to be at least 1 or 2 more coming very soon. And it's a great way to start off game week, huh?
Absolutely. And nothing has changed, both of what we've said here on Talk of Champions or the Drive Home with Brad Logan. And Brad, just like with me and Zach, is at the Ole Miss Spirit every day. OMSpirit.com and Food of On 3, that QR code above Zach's head. You scan it. If you're a new member, you get 50% off an annual. That's a straight up $50 discount, man. And we talk about this stuff all day, every day. And I posted it time and time again on the Ole Miss Spirit and then also on Twitter that if Trinidad gets his waiver, far and away, the likeliest outcome is that he would be Ole Miss's quarterback next season. So what we learned today, if you've been following us at the Ole Miss Spirit here on the podcast, isn't new news. It's still important news. It's important to see, you know, it kind of get put out there in such a forceful way. That way that, you know, it validates, backs up what we've been hearing to begin with. And also the optimism about Kiwon Lacy sticking around. I think you're right. I think it took one. You needed Ole Miss needed at least one of them to come out very publicly and say,
yeah,
you know, that they're sticking around. And it was probably never going to be Kiwon. It needed to be Trinidad regardless. And as far as the waiver itself, Tom Mars has been enlisted to help fight this. There's no really any just course for a denial. And, you know, now with millions on the table and at stake after Ole Miss submitted another letter on Sunday, you know, they're ready to – now all the cards are on the table. The NCAA knows what's at stake. So, essentially, if you deny him, prepare to go to court, because that affects everything Ole Miss is doing right now. The portal is open. I don't think it's any secret why Deuce Knight potentially has been waiting. Everyone needed – and we've been saying that too. Like, everybody needed clarity, verification, a decision, one way or another, good or bad.
I think that's kind of why Ole Miss had been slow playing other portal targets at the quarterback position, because I think you've said it, I've said it. There's been like a cautious optimism, and then it was a very, you know, tepid optimism, and then now I think it's shifted to just optimism with Ole Miss as far as it. You know, Trinidad getting that 6 year. And like you said, now with, you know, maybe the Grove Collective will, you know, will potentially have to disclose what the deal is. I don't think you and I will ever know the actual dollar amount. That doesn't matter, but it's a lot. And if you're going to deny a kid who has, as Pete Thamel reported, 91 pages of documentation from his physician, and now you're going to potentially take millions away from him, that's opening up a can of worms that you do not want to do if you're the NCAA. And at this point, you're as neutered can be in terms of having any kind of teeth in this sport. I mean, let's just call it what it is, man. The NCAA, outside of this right here, like they're just kind of there at this point. You know, they're they're the kid standing in the corner, you know, all by their lonesome at the dance. Like nobody cares anymore. But yeah, I think getting across the finish line with Trinidad is huge for the waiver. And then, like you said, with Kiwon, and look, I think the college football playoff run has a lot to do with it too, right? I mean, I think people are starting to see, like, you know, well, I mean, we're one win away from a national chance at a national championship.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this is the actual last dance, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, where everybody's going to run it back and come back in 2026. Because, I mean, the roster, if the right people come back, this is going to be a very, very, very dangerous Ole Miss team in 2026.
Yeah.
Especially if you're probably going to have the preseason Heisman favorite in Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah, he would be the preseason Heisman favorite. And obviously, Braden Archie has not been at the Ole Miss Spirit, that QR code right above Zach Berry's head. I put up a story quite literally yesterday, got it from as good a source as I could. Ole Miss has essentially come to terms with both their specialists, Oscar Bird and Lucas Carniero. And Lucas was used as a negotiating chip by Lane Kiffin to try to get staffers to follow him. And essentially saying, oh, he's coming. I mean, he pre-portaled him for months, you know, or like at least a full month, not months, but at least a full month. And at the Ole Miss Spirit, I've got a full story on that, as well as Carius Kern, who arrived for a visit at Ole Miss, the transfer offensive lineman from LSU last night. A Sunday was a big visit day for Ole Miss with transfers. And you've already seen some movement with some guys that were on campus, including the Clemson safety who's committed to Georgia. That's just the way it's going to happen. The portal opened on January 2. It closes on January 16th, and it's going to be an absolute sprint. Guys that might be close on a Sunday morning will be going somewhere else by Sunday evening. It is quite literally moving that quickly, but we will try to provide everything for y'all that we possibly can at the Ole Miss Spirit here on the podcast, of course, but on the Ole Miss Spirit is where you can be with us all day, every day. And that's that QR code above Zach's head. Scan it, 50% off. A lot of Ole Miss Spirit people in the chat, including Mary, and she's right. Get to the Ole Miss Spirit. It'll help ease your anxiety. You probably weren't freaking out as much Probably weren't freaking out as much about Trinidad if you'd been following along, because I'd heard that well before Christmas, and now to see it come to fruition with great reporters like Neil and Ross Dellinger come out and say the same thing in more official capacity is a big deal. Now the question is, will it force the NCAA's hand? Because for Ole Miss, the biggest thing here is, like I said yesterday and have been saying, man, the biggest domino for Ole Miss, not just for next year, not just for quarterback portal approach, but for the entire roster construction potentially and what you're doing in the portal. You need to know something on Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
Deuce Knight, I had an SEC coach tell me straight up yesterday or day before yesterday, everything he's hearing is that Deuce Knight is coming, quote, to y'all still. Y'all meaning Ole Miss. And I still think that's the case. Ole Miss is going to add another quarterback regardless through the portal, just like it did in bringing Trinidad after spring practices to compete with Austin Simmons. But at least now one of the question marks in the whole difficult calculus, which was essentially, will he get the waiver? I mean, excuse me, will he be at Ole Miss if he gets the waiver? He will be at Ole Miss. And now it's just about getting the waiver. So I'm interested to see how it moves it along, what it means for Kiwan Lacy. I think it builds on the momentum that has been generating for days now, at least, especially as you've seen other moves at other schools that have pre-portaled the shit out of him as well. I think if you bring back Trinidad and Kiwan with what they've already done with defensive transfers, because like a lot of people were on the board yesterday, like, Ben, what about the quarterback? I'm like, dude, it's been 2 days, and they were waiting on the waiver. You know, I know what the thing about the waiver, the holdup is that it is one that you can debate. I'll put it that way. It is one that you can potentially debate. But my argument has always been like, those cases haven't mattered for anyone else for the last however many years. There are no guardrails in place. Diego Pavia had no more of a stronger case than Trinidad Chambliss. So, I mean, if there are no rules and you're just, kind of blindly rubber stamping everything, why are you taking a stance on this? Because there are legitimate medical reasons, as Tom Mars, I know what you're thinking, that Tom Mars listed in that suit. But I loved how Pete Tham on that same Twitter or tweet announcing this said, because Trinidad Chambliss would be one of the most popular players in the portal, as if he was getting talking points from.
He just slid it on in there. Just
yeah. And I said right then and there, well, Pete, hold up now. Like, I've been here completely different. It turns out today somebody was a little bit more right than you are, brother. I mean, stop playing the whole Ole Miss bull crap now. Seriously.
No, I mean, like, we've been pretty steadfast with, if Chambliss gets the waiver, he's staying at Ole Miss. I think, for me at least, in my personal opinion, as soon as Joe Judge announced he was staying at Ole Miss, I thought, okay, Chambliss, if he gets it, he's not going anywhere. I think because look, Joe Judge was the guy that found him.
Yeah.
It wasn't Lane Kiffin.
Billy Glasscock played a big, big part of that.
Matt
Moscona drowning in his morning scone. I love how Matt put it out there that LSU is now pivoting. I can't get over that. Like, Tham was saying he's going into the portal, give him his waiver because he'd be the biggest millionaire in the portal. And then Moscona today, well, you know, with the waiver, LSU, everybody's pivoting. Oh, stop. Texas Tech beat LSU for Brendan Sorsby. They're going after Sam Levitt, but Kentucky's willing to pay him $4 to $5 million. Turns out that the logos really don't matter anymore, which is what we've been saying for 6 friggin' months.
I thought, you know,
it's about operationally how well you're put together, how uniform you are. And Ole Miss believed organizationally that it was stronger. Like, Lane Kiffin started it and was a huge part of it, but dead gummit, man. Can we stop with the whole, well, LSU, big bad LSU? Dude, look at the Final Four of the college football playoffs.
Look at the logos. Well, yeah. I've been hearing since November 30th that place just recruits itself. But turns out oil money is a little bit longer than fried chicken money. but
you know, it was funny. We were going around for Sunday lunch and, My girl, like Gracie was like, let's go to Raising Cane's. And the first thing I thought was, is all the people, Ole Miss people who've hit me up and been like, get Raising Cane's out of the pavilion. You know what I mean? Like, get them out of here now. You know,
it's still good. It's still good.
Not to say it's not good. I'm just saying that, like, well, yeah. Like this LSU Ole Miss rivalry. It's something different today than it was, you know, a month ago. And it was already one of Ole Miss's very most hated rivals. Hold on a second. Harrison wants to know any news on Kudus. I fully believe him. He's coming back. I'm not.
And
the only thing that would take Patrick Kudus away is if he got a good NFL draft query, which he'll explore it like Jeremy James did for 3 years. You know, like all those guys explored the draft. And if he gets back a good draft grade, he should go. But I think he's coming back to Ole Miss next year.
And all jokes aside, look, if Ole Miss got rid of Raising Cane's in the Pavilion, I don't think Todd Graves and them are going to miss much. But look, I'll say this, like a lot, I think, and we're not saying we don't, but just, you know, we're picking on Matt Moscona and having some fun. I think a lot of what is going on right now down in Baton Rouge and in Louisiana, a lot of damage control. Because I think Lane Kiffin and LSU thought that there was just going to be this mass exodus like you're seeing with Iowa State to Penn State and Penn State to Virginia Tech, where all these players were just going to get in the portal and follow Kiffin, and it hasn't happened. And you've got players leaving LSU left and right. You know, it was big for LSU to keep Harlan Berry. And then his name is escaping me, but they kept the starting offensive lineman. Other than that, though, a lot of dudes are leaving. And, I mean, you got Kerryus Kern, you got Kyle Parker.
Your entire offensive line, Tyree Adams, Ole Miss is after him, too.
Yeah. I think there's one starter that stayed, or maybe he's a rotational guy, but he's staying. Cohen Eccles is gone to Texas A&M. So there's a lot of damage control there with the message and the narrative around the program at LSU, because right now it's two games, but it's looking like Ole Miss is just business as usual with Pete Golding at head
coach. That's why Keith made the move. You know, that's why he went with Pete. And on that Sunday, when that bloody messy Sunday, that morning, there it still wasn't decided that Pete was going to be the guy. But when he made the move, he made it decisively, did Keith Carter. And it turns out, at least so far, it's been exactly what Ole Miss needed, because the belief was, is the operation, is the organization no longer tethered to specifically a cult of personality? Ole Miss is what we do and what we do well. Is it more than just, you know, the orbit of one person? And that's exactly what is borne out over the last couple of weeks. I mean, this team was good independent of who was calling the plays. Trinidad Chambliss will be the Heisman front runner going into next year if he gets his waiver, which is no sure thing. Like, what this tells me now is it's about to get messy. Unless the NCAA just, hey, we're not, no one cares. Just do it, rubber stamp like you've been rubber stamping everything. Move on. It's a great story for your league anyway that needs star power. Why are you holding this up? So I think ultimately what's going to happen is he's going to get his waiver and he's going to be the quarterback. Now, what does that mean for the next? Because they're still going to have to get a transfer quarterback. Hauser has gone to Illinois. We wrote about that connection at the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com, Philly Vaughn 3. Scan the QR code above Zach's head as a new member. Get 50% off. Hauser was John David Baker's quarterback at East Carolina last year. He's now going to Illinois. He wanted a starting opportunity.
Yeah.
I think it's like Deuce Knight. I still think Ole Miss is the favorite for Deuce Knight, independent of Trinidad Chambliss.
I've heard that Deuce Knight kind of understands the assignment and knows.
Kind of like Trinidad did. Like, he knew what he was coming into.
I think Deuce knows he needs some time. And I think from what I was told by someone was, he would be okay with coming in and learning to hit the ground running as a junior.
Yeah, as a two-year, if not, I mean, if he balls out, one and done.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, maybe it gets messy. I don't know, man. I mean, what the hell are we doing? We got TJ Finley out there trying to get a seventh year.
That's right.
Been six, seven schools. Diego Pavia just got another year. I don't know what that, like, I'll be honest. I didn't look into the case because I thought it was ridiculous. He gets an extra year.
And he didn't have to. He didn't have to enlist Tom Mars to help him.
No, I mean, like, I don't know.
What are we doing?
So
if Ole Miss isn't relevant, why do they want? Exactly right, man. Like, I thought it was about LSU was bigger and badder and hashtag just different. Why is it now you're pivoting from Trinidad Shambliss? Keywon Lacy, you re-up Harlan Berry, who you are dogging on the way out because he might follow Frank to Ole Miss. And now that Keywon Lacy's out of the boat, you're like, well, I didn't want him anyway. Like, don't pretend like we haven't seen everything y'all said with the Trinidad flags and all your burners and shit on Twitter. Like, are we really playing? Like, let's stop pretending that this is going the way Lane Kiffin thought it would. It's like that old from the other guys, you know, Will Ferrell looking, typing away, the nerdy one looking at Mark Wahlberg going, is that how you thought it would go? Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like.
It's not how he thought it'd go. If anything, it's how we all said it would go if he did it. I'm just saying.
And, like, look, man, people are already getting pissed. Like, Lane's out here just taking pictures of, you know, doormats at different restaurants in Baton Rouge, and people are like, hey, you go get some players, please. Like, yeah. Can you figure this out?
Yeah.
And look, I hate to keep bringing it up, but, you know, he's been trying to do this whole stolen valor tour of claiming these wins. It's like, no. You can't
claim it now. Like, especially with Charlie Weiss.
You wouldn't have had to claim them if you just coached.
Did you just coach them?
Idiot.
Like, you're getting paid the bonuses that Pete Golding deserves, but
it's like at this point,
if you're Ole Miss, you remember when, like, the whole debate? You remember
you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you're like, hey, don't touch that. It's hot. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And then the kid touches it and it gets mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we told you what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I know that Nick Saban and Kirk are toting the water on game day for you, but everybody else is like, no, you're a scumbag. You don't get to do both.
You don't get to do both. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too. And it's like, it had some legitimacy, and it almost worked in a little way. Like the propaganda that he's still obviously feeding the CAA, the LARPies are feeding Pete Thamel and other guys like that. Like, it's obvious that Lane doesn't have the talking points or the mouthpieces for the talking points that he had after the move made, after he left for LSU. He'd done a good job. He had done a good job of insulating himself and protecting himself and changing the but, like, now you just look like an idiot, an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
You basically retconned the last 6 years and look like the guy everybody always thought you were, but it's not about him. It's about Ole Miss, and Trinidad Shambliss is coming back if he gets his waiver. He deserves to get his waiver. And as far as I know, that has little or nothing to do with Deuce Knight, because Deuce Knight would still – they got to get one transfer quarterback. And Hauser obviously wanted a starting opportunity. You've seen Josh Hoover from TCU. He wouldn't come with Trinidad Shambliss, and Ole Miss would want Trinidad over all these guys anyway. But Josh Hoover is now going to Indiana to replace Fernando Mendoza, the Heisman winner. Next year's Heisman's favorite might be on Ole Miss's roster. Like, all things are falling into place for Ole Miss. You know what I mean? Almost like the operation in the organization deserves a hell of a lot of credit, and we shouldn't have been shortchanging them to begin with, which is exactly what's happening. But, like, now the talking points are falling flat. If Charlie Weiss goes to the Giants, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Weiss is showing that he actually is good independent of him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And there's no buyout for him if he takes an NFL job, right?
Okay, and look, the whole buyout thing at this point, like, dude, buyouts aren't real. Like, I refuse to believe they're real because I always hear about these buyouts, and then it just never matters when it comes to nut cutting time. So, like, and look, an NFL franchise is not going to give a shit about a buyout from a college program. Like, yeah. Whatever.
I don't care.
I see people in the
chat.
Even
though, like, the money and the business structure is about the same now. Actually, yeah. The money for college football is a little better for the players or the labor force.
I see people in the chat making jokes about LSU wants to be Ole Miss and all that. I found this graphic a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember if I sent it to you or not, but it's comparing LSU and Minnesota from 2021 to 2025.
Okay.
LSU 42 and 24 overall. Minnesota 40 and 25 overall. LSU is 5-0 against the FCS. Minnesota's 3-0. Against the G5, LSU is 9-0. Minnesota's 8-1. Record versus the FBS, LSU is 37 and 24. Minnesota's 37 and 25. Record versus P4, P5, 28 and 24 to 29 and 24. Record versus AP ranked, LSU is 7-17. Minnesota is 5-11. And the weeks ranked in the AP poll, LSU 46 weeks, Minnesota 1. Doesn't add up, but
maybe that could help explain, because old biases die hard, why the idiots in Indianapolis who only a decade ago tried to bury Ole Miss under the bus are delaying Trinidad's waiver. You know what's really funny? Like when you start comparing, doing the LSU comparison, man, thank you to LSU fans, and some of you will be in the chat inevitably. You're certainly in the comment section, the mentions on Twitter, for biting hard on the rage bait when I put out there that Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss was 23-13 without Pete Golding and 32-6 with him. Now Golding has 2 college football playoff wins to Kiffin 0 and is seamlessly assuming the Portal King crown. For all of you that came in there and said, hey, fat boy Ben, you know, you dumbass, you know, all the things y'all said, how you feeling today?
Yeah.
Look, because I know for a fact you can't be speaking with your chest like you had been speaking it. It's not personal, but like, damn, guys, y'all trying to make it personal. We're just telling you, Lane will win games, but it ain't going to be pretty. It's going to be awfully messy. And it turns out that Ole Miss was more than just that. And if, I'm just curious who the other quarterback candidates are if it's not Deuce right now. Because Hauser made sense because of the John David Baker connection. They got to add a portal. They've got to add a portal quarterback regardless of Trinidad. You know what I mean? They got to have a backup. And they might have to wait till the spring. Like A.J. Maddox, does that become more important to retain him? Because like that's to do this multi-year backup for you. A good backup, just like in the NFL, you'll pay for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. They value him that way. But if he gets into the portal, damn, dude, you've got one quarterback on your roster that's waiting for a waiver.
Yeah. Well, before we move on, I will say for those avid listeners have hit that line, you know my cohorts were beating that drum about LSU being a fake tough guy and a fake elite job, because it's almost kind of like Florida, which is ironic because Florida and LSU were the two people fighting over Kiffin. I mean, you've had Les Miles win a title. You've had Ed Orgeron win a title, which, you know, I could have coached the 2019 LSU team. It wouldn't have really mattered. That team just
– yeah.
Joe Brady won that title, but yeah, I mean, it's not some just
Joe Burrow won that title. You mean?
Joe Brady was the OC and Joe Burrow, but you get my
point. Like, I'm always going to say, well, let's always start with Joe Burrow, who had the best college football season ever for a quarterback.
I had a buddy yesterday argue with me that Cam Newton's Auburn team could beat 2019 LSU or 2001 Miami. And I was like,
well, I'd maybe give him 2001 Miami.
No,
maybe. I said maybe though. Like I'm immediately dismissing that LSU team. That LSU team, in my opinion, was the best team to ever play. Man.
2001 Miami, 17 first rounders.
Yeah, you're right. Man, recency bias. I said, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Sean Taylor and Kellen Winslow didn't even start on that team. Like Sean Taylor was on the kickoff team. But no, both of those teams are.
That might be coaching. Like, dude, those are old school coaches. Like, Patrick Willis as a freshman should have been starting, and he was on the kickoff team. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, Sean Taylor just had other first rounders in front of him. But, I mean, Auburn.
It's a little different than Pete Willie just sitting behind Rob Robertson. No offense to Rob Robertson. Yeah. But
Shout out Justin Wade. The Cam Newton Auburn team gave up 31 points to Ole Miss that year.
That's true. That was an awesome start. Was that when Jeff Scott started with the touchdown?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Me and Thad Cochran up there just vibing.
Just vibing out.
Then Cam Newton just said, nope. Oh. So this is huge for several reasons, because we talked about Kiwon Lacy, the effect it has on him. People have been clamoring like, okay, these portal additions are pretty cool. Like, I'm really liking how this defense is going to look. Yeah. But where's the offense? Now I think with Chambliss re-signing with Ole Miss, it's going to help you with getting offensive guys. Because now Ole Miss is like, hey, look, here's our quarterback. So if you want to catch passes from him, now you know. Kiwon Lacy, you know you're going to have a dude in the backfield that poses a threat that's going to open things up for you more. And, you know, your draft year, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, tight end, you know, if you got a you know, replace Daquan Wright. You know, who, like, hey, you want to come here and catch some passes? You know, it's going to be number six. And that's right. So,
well, you don't know it, but, you know, this at least says if he gets his waiver. You could you could sell it more than what you have been selling, which is
still
waiting.
I mean, there were guys out there that Ole Miss were talking to, and, I mean, you had to have that caveat. I mean, Ole Miss is not going to operate like that. Ole Miss is going to be honest and upfront. That's how the Grove Collective has operated since its inception. Like, they're going to be honest. They're not going to, hey, we're going to give you $2 million and then you show up. Sorry, it's only $750. Like, they're gonna be honest. So, like, sure, they probably talking with Hoover. I was banging the Colton Joseph drum all year. He ends up going to Wisconsin. You know, all these other quarterbacks that Ole Miss would have liked to have made a run at. There was a roadblock with Chambliss. But look, if you're Ole Miss, like, you want to keep Trinidad because that's going to
over any other option.
Yeah. I don't think if Ole Miss had its pick, it's taking Trinidad Chambliss over Brandon Dorothy.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. Like, Sam Levitt, no, we're going to keep Trinidad. So, but, like, this is has the potential to have a big time effect on the portal with offensive targets because, yeah, like I said, you're going to have the preseason Heisman favorite. So that's what happened with Jackson Dart. And Jackson Dart got to Ole Miss, and everybody's like, well, you know, he had his ups and downs at SC. Let's see what he does with Lane Kiffin's system or whatever. And then he goes off. Then you get more talent coming. So, I mean, you look at – I wrote about it last week about the depth and, like, how unselfish the wide receiver room is.
Sure.
The stats that Ole Miss has put up this year with the wide receivers is just crazy. Just the spread. Like, that was something I saw a video that somebody cut up of all the Trinidad, like, big throws from the Sugar Bowl. Mm-hmm. And
that back shoulder to Harrison was insane.
You see my boy John Darnell over there getting fired up.
I love me some John Darnell. Ole Miss great. I'm not going to say Ole Miss great John Darnell. Hell yeah. Like, I remember John.
They had about 5,000 PSI behind that fist pump.
Fired up,
there was a video that was like, what do you notice? And what I took from it was he's throwing it to everybody. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was just throwing to Stribling or just throwing to Wallace. Like, it was Caden Lee, Caleb Odom, Daquan Wright, Winston Watkins. Like,
he would, like, I'm not gonna beat anybody, no physical thing. I'm still, like, with all things, I'm not a fighting dude, but I'll talk my shit. I'll just tell you what I think, to be honest. And if you say, no, screw you, this is it, I'll go, oh, okay, well, forgive me. You know what I mean? It ain't like that. I ain't trying to celebrity deathmatch the man. I'm just saying, like, what he was hearing, what I was hearing is different. Listen to who you listen to. You know what I mean? It's in my opinion, incorrect to say now that Chambliss, it didn't go your way, what you've been, like, you know, crowing about, to then go, oh, LSU's pivoting. Oh, that's nonsense. I mean, I know, I've seen text messages. I've heard voice recordings about Trinidad from the head coach of now your team. Brendan Sorsby, apparently the money only goes so far. You know what I mean? Brendan Sorsby's sticking with Texas Tech. He's choosing 60,000 in capacity over 100,000. You know what I mean? Like, maybe what we used to give, what we used to value in the sport has been de-emphasized, if no longer exists, period. And it turns out Ole Miss's client, at least that spirit of the thing is still holding true. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Ole Miss people are they aren't as many as some, but I promise you, they every bit is give a crap. You know what I mean? Like, they're every bit wanting to come at it, come for it. Like, they don't care. They are in it to see the Rebels win, and they're willing to do their part. Everybody uniformly, from the administration down to the fans. And maybe now that some pie is on some faces, some will actually give Ole Miss some credit, and the NCAA will stop playing games, just as it did in 2016. Like, I've got a pregame show coming on in Phoenix at the Alumni Association. So far, Walker Jones says he's coming. He's going to come on. I got Hugh Freeze coming on. It's going to be great.
I'm going to take a bathroom break during that one.
No. I think it'll be great to talk to him. Really, for a football analysis kind of thing.
You know what? I'll be there.
Yeah, and also I'm going to say, hey, what do you think of Deuce Knight? You know what I mean? Like, I want to know about this. But
I want to ask him about Jackson Arnold going to UNLV.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're a legitimate thing. So, Freeze, I've got a text out to Deuce. Anybody else that wants to come on, I think we're going to try to get Keith on too. I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed pregame show.
We could probably reach out to Mike Espy. He'll probably be there.
Oh, yeah. I'd hope Mike Espy would come on.
Romero's probably there. Romero's probably already there.
Romero's already, like, got a tent in, right in front of the Cardinals stadium.
You know? Real quick, I don't know if Wavy J is an LSU fan or not, but let's compare LSU and Ole Miss draft picks. Well, Ole Miss had more draft picks last year than LSU. So, I mean, if we're going to, you know, do the whole, like, whoa, I'm at all time, of course. Well, yeah.
He's got a red and blue striped shirt on. Maybe he's just, you know.
Maybe he was responding to an LSU person.
Yeah, so. Maybe so.
Either way. Ole Miss, I'm
not trying to fight nobody is what I was saying, ever. Like, I think I've proven that. Like, I'm not a fighting dude. But I'll stand there and talk my shit and then say it with a smile on my face. You know what I mean? You want to punch me? Cool, brother. It allows me to get paid and get up out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go be on a beach somewhere. You know what I mean? But y'all celebrate a fake it. Now, that is true. They got to take that banner down.
Yeah. Most Ole Miss people don't like it.
No, like, dude, we agree with you.
I think it's I
think you take it down. I agree with that person. Obviously not an Ole Miss person.
Look, just take it down and just put the CFP thing up there.
Yeah. Like, college, like, because that's something that many can't claim, including Lane Kiffin at LSU.
Yeah. But I saw the tweet was Pete Golding now is the only two SEC coaches that have more college football playoff wins than Pete Golding are Kirby Smart and Nick Saban.
All Saban disciples. Hey, look at the Final Four, too.
It's all Saban. Did you see the meme of the splinter with the baby Ninja Turtles?
That's exactly what it is. Like, Miss Terry is prophetic, dude. When she said, our little baby coaches. These are grown-ass men who are like 50, 60 years old. You know? But like that. Okay, where is Pete Golding? I think Pete Golding in this is Raphael, if he's one of the turtles. Dan Lanning is Leonardo. No, Kurt Cignetti is Donatello. Because
he's a nerd. Well, I was going to say he could be Raphael because Cignetti's just always mad.
Cignetti is Donatello. He has to be. Because then it doesn't make sense everywhere else. Like, Mario Cristobal is Leonardo. He's too serious, you know, too buttoned up.
I guess Dan Lanning could be Michelangelo because he's kind of all over the place and goofy.
He's awesome. Yeah, like, everybody wants to hang with Michelangelo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Pete Golding in this, if Nick Saban was Splinter from the Ninja Turtles, then we have decided here on Talk of Champions, brought to you by Riverland Roofing and so many others.
Breaking news, Pete Golding is Raphael.
Raphael. Donatello is Kurt Cignetti. Leonardo is Mario Cristobal. Michelangelo is Dan Lanning. Stop me when I'm not speaking facts. All right, Brandon Archie. I've heard stuff last week that we re-signed Odom, Lee, and Deuce. I'm pretty sure they've re-signed or they're close with Odom. Lee, they've been negotiating with him, and I think it's more likely than not he comes back next year as an Ole Miss Rebel. However, he has been pre-portaled like crazy by Georgia and others. So I haven't heard that one as much, but I do think Caden, if he comes back to school, will be at Ole Miss more than – I think that's likelier than other scenarios. Deuce Alexander, I know that, man, LSU has been going crazy after him, and more I think that he's going to stick around at Ole Miss as well. So, yeah, Georgia coming hard for Leslie, exactly what I've been saying. Yep.
It's becoming more and more clear with each passing day that there were a lot of people that didn't really like Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about saying it with your chest. Xavier Harris.
Who didn't say nothing for 3 years
publicly. That dude never talks.
Never.
Any recruiting interview I ever did with Xavier was probably 15 seconds long.
I try to get, like, remember when I was doing that video game show? It was like Gaming Rebels when I just played video games with a rebel. Mm-hmm. I try to get Xavier on, like, complete ghost. And, like, that is not the first time that I've tried. But then I walk up to him in the locker room after the Sugar Bowl, and, man, my guy, he's ready to talk. Because, like, he's a great personality, but, like, he's got something to say now, if that makes sense.
He's just a ball player.
Yeah.
Cardell Jones. I didn't come here to play school. As far as we're talking about stuff we're going to be doing in Phoenix, early look at this game. What do you think? I have my thoughts, but what do you think?
I think I'm sticking to it, man. I mean, I'll leave the matchup stuff, the real deep dive into matchup stuff, to the real experts. I mean, there are some things that I think Ole Miss could take advantage of, but it comes down to, here's my two simple thoughts. I think Carson Beck's about to have a 2024 out of Ole Miss when he was at Georgia kind of experience. And number two, I picked Ole Miss to be a team of destiny if it beat Georgia, and I'm not going to fade from that. I think it'll be a great game, and Miami's a quality opponent, but I think Ole Miss is going to win.
I think the advantage for Ole Miss here is the offense against Miami's front seven, which sounds crazy to say because Reuben Bain is an alien, but
– yeah, he's so good, dude.
Miami had success against Ohio State by splitting them out a little bit wider to get those tackles out there more on an island. They could make speed rush, bull rush, whatever. They were getting home. I think that could, if Miami does, I think that could work against them with Kewon Lacy taking advantage with wider splits and running inside. And Chambliss is just the equalizer because he's so elusive. I mean, the three-play sequence of him hitting those three throws was absolutely bonkers. The first one, completely boxed in, dead to rights, and gets out of it, flips it to Lacy. The second one was, I mean, it wasn't just evading linemen. I mean, he made Dalen Everett fall down and gets the throw off to Lacy again. The throw to Harrison Wallace on the run is one of the best throws I've ever seen.
Ever.
So I think that that's a major factor. And here's the thing, Ben. I don't know why they stopped. Look, I'm not an expert, but I was watching that game with an Ohio State fan. When Ohio State sped it up and went tempo, they had success. Guess who likes to go tempo sometimes?
Actually doing more tempo now than they were under Lane.
So I think if there is a more of an emphatic push towards tempo, I think you can get those defensive linemen gassed for Miami. And look, for me, the key is Ole Miss has to get off to a fast start. And if you get Carson Beck in one-dimensional football, you just pin your ears back and get at him. Yeah. And like you said, could be, you know, another nightmare for him. I did have a friend that sent me a text that I laughed at where he was like, how about Carson Beck leaving Georgia after virtually getting embarrassed by Ole Miss, and then now he has to play Ole Miss again at his new school?
It's only right, man. Like, Ole Miss had to get through Georgia, you know, and Carson Beck has to get through Ole Miss. It's only right. Charlie Weiss has said he isn't interested in the Giants, Ben. Chris Lowe reported that. I think the absolute word of Chris Lowe, so I will defer to him on that one. I've seen him for like every Ole Miss game for the last month, but the last one at the Sugar Bowl, I walked in and one of the first people I just hear, "What's up, ho?" And there's Chris Lowe, who is a wonderful human being. I think the absolute world of him. So, okay. And here's the thing with most coaches, I'd say, yeah, well, of course he's going to say that. Right. But Charlie is a man, I think, who means what he says and says what he means. And I think he's well-intentioned. And he's an LSU coach now. And yet he was being interviewed yesterday, maybe at least, you know, sometime in the last couple of days. And when talking about Ole Miss, the using the we, the us, you know what I mean? Because for him, when he's at Ole Miss, he's all in as Ole Miss. When he's at LSU, he's all in as for LSU. I don't know how someone can do that, and most of these coaches haven't. I saw a number of disinterested guys on that Sugar Bowl field. I could start naming names, but I won't. I'll just say two of them that really stuck out to me were on the offensive side. Well, Ole Miss retained the whole defensive staff, so of course it'd be on the offensive side. One of them coaches pass catchers. You know what I mean? Like, it was very obvious to me that not everybody, and from talking to them too, not everybody felt the same way as Charlie. But I do think Charlie's always been well-intentioned with this stuff. And I am somebody who is as cynical and skeptical of this business in that way than anyone. But I truly believe that. So if Charlie said that and Chris Lowe reported it, those are two people I respect. And I will say, then forgive me. I was incorrect in popping off in my mouth. But that sounded phrasing, Ben. Phrasing. This is a big day, man. And Chambliss, that's the number one domino. The number one domino. Who else has moved on quarterback-wise? We think Byron Brown's going to Auburn with Alex Gullish to Auburn. Hauser's going to Illinois. Sorsby's going to Texas Tech. Sam Levitt's going to Kentucky or LSU right now.
Yeah.
So if not Deuce.
Colton Joseph went to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. You said that.
Now again, these are all commits. Like, they haven't been – well, Hauser's been announced officially that he signed. Yes. I believe Sorsby has signed already. So, like, some of these are just commitments. So, look, the portals, everybody knows. It's nuts. But, yeah, if you're Ole Miss, I think you're more than happy with bringing in Deuce Knight to learn behind Trinidad Chambliss.
So, like, you don't think anything's changed just because Trinidad, if he gets his waiver, is going to be the quarterback for Ole Miss next year? Like, you don't think anything changes it? Because I don't.
No. I mean, and like you said, great point about AJ Maddox too. Like, he gets kind of lost in the shuffle because of all the Trinidad and Austin Simmons, you know, drama that was going. Well, there was no drama. It was just Lane Kiffin being an idiot every week and saying, you know, well, Austin is feeling better. But, no, I mean, AJ Maddox can definitely come in and compete for the backup role behind Chambliss. Like, he can definitely compete with Deuce Knight. Cause look,
there is no more quarterback ready. Like, you will always see AJ Maddox warming up in between commercial breaks. 14 will be out there where there's no more warmed up quarterback this year than AJ Maddox. That man ain't got to get ready because he stays ready. And for a 3-year player in the in your system as a backup, that's not a bad option to have. And remember, Ole Miss did sign Reese Wise, who they like a lot in the 2026 class. So, but they still need a transfer portal quarter, like, not to necessarily push Trinidad, but one that they can believe in as far as the future, I guess. But I do think that AJ Maddox as a backup could work, especially because you have to start thinking of backups in college like you do backups in the NFL.
Ole Miss fans, the college football playoff is in full swing. The postseason is just around the corner in the NFL. Underdog is the best way to get in on all the action. So get off the bench and into the game. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. Kiwan Lacy set records for the Rebels this season. Will he go higher than 1.5 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've played Underdog all season as a beginner. Quarterbacks against the Dallas Cowboys defense have been easy winners. My holiday budget, let's just say, was nice and fat because of Underdog. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. So download the app today, sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS, and score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It's no longer like, you see what I'm saying? Like, Austin Simmons was the next great hope. But unlike the old days when he would either sink or swim with Ole Miss, he's likely headed to Missouri after the playoff run is over. So Reese Wise, if he doesn't get whatever he wanted out of next year at Ole Miss, he'll go into the portal. You just need competency. You need somebody that can do what Trinidad did, come in, step in, and keep the ball rolling, right? And that's why you see guys in the NFL stick around so long as backup quarterbacks. It's one of the best jobs in the world, because if you're good at it, if like Cooper Rush, even when Dak would go down, he's not the talent of Dak, but like he'd win, you know, 5 of 7 games, and they'd run a different game script, but they win 5 of 7 games because he could keep them moving. And it wouldn't be, as far as on the field performance in the short term, a massive fall off. So it doesn't have to be the future. It doesn't have to necessarily be a guy that will wait his turn. You just need a guy that can truly step in when his time is called. And that's how you sell it. It's like, yeah, man, but Trinidad didn't start the first 2 games of this year. He was running with our 2s behind Austin in fall camp. But now he's a Heisman front runner going into next year. That could be you too. Are you going to get – and like, is that a better opportunity for you, theoretical quarterback portal transfer that we're talking to, Ole Miss being we in this scenario? Or – do you want to go to Jacksonville State for a year? If so, then we'll see you in the portal next year. You know what I mean? Like, if you just want to start, it depends on the considerations. But, like, this is the biggest thing. Now it's just about the NCAA's got to get off his butt.
Real quick, I meant to bring this up earlier. Real quick, I want to make note of the range of the show as we've gone from the
range.
Transfer portal, Trinidad Chambliss, Tom Mars, Pete Thamel, Lane Kiffin, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and now Dak Prescott. We have somehow put this all within 48 minutes.
But I really think that the Ninja Turtles, we've nailed.
No, we nailed that.
If Nick Saban is Splinter, Master Splinter, who we all show deference and respect to, even though he echoed CAA talking points with the whole Lane stuff, and that's blown up in his face now that Ole Miss continues to operate like the big program that it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even Saban looks stupid. Someone earlier in the chat mentioned how, like, Lane's going to regret going to LSU, like Nick regretted leaving LSU for the Dolphins. I don't necessarily disagree. It ain't about the 100,000. Man, all I know is Brendan Sorsby was on your campus yesterday, and he didn't give 2 shits about Death Valley. He's going to play in front of 60,000 at Texas Tech with the $5 million in his pocket.
You must not have heard Nick or had somebody's boudin. I don't know, but – I did want to bring this up. My co-host of Hit That Line and everyone's favorite Excel assassin, Nicholas Carr, sent me a bunch of analytics about Ole Miss and Miami.
Need those.
Per Pro Football Focus, and this is – I have to, like, zoom in if I can.
Can you zoom in for 1 second? Any news about Brady Priest scoring? Michigan tight end, brother of Caden, logical fit. I think Ole Miss, if Ole Miss wants him, I don't know how much of a priority tight end is right now, but certainly a candidate that makes a ton of sense. Luke Haas is expected back. Caleb Odom, Hayden Bradley still on the roster. They really like their tight ends, but he would be a great addition, and I think they're absolutely interested. There's no news that's popped up since he got into the portal, so I wanted to address that briefly. Go ahead, Zach.
Okay, so according to Pro Football Focus, Miami is 119th in the country in tackling. Not great when you're going up against the guy who has the most forced missed tackles in the country. Another one, talking about tempo, Ole Miss is almost a whole 7 seconds faster per play than Miami.
Oh, wow.
Another thing I will mention, shout out to my dad because he brought it up. This
Papa
game
Barry,
is
thank you, Papa Barry, who I look forward to meeting one day.
This game is also indoors, and we saw it in the Sugar Bowl. Lucas Carnero is an absolute weapon. So, yeah, Ole Miss is number one in SP Plus special teams, and that also goes to Oscar Bird as well. Been excellent as a punter.
What did we say at the Ole Miss Spirit yesterday? What did we write about? And that's the QR code above Zach's head. Scan it. Join us. New members. If you're a new member, you get 50% off an annual. What did we say about Oscar Bird and Lucas Caniero yesterday on the Ole Miss Spirit exclusively, Zach?
Said that they would be back.
That they have re-signed, agreed to new terms. Not announced yet, but.
Which another part of that equation is keeping Jake Schoon over on staff, which.
Huge part of it.
That. Yeah, so those are a couple numbers that stick out to me. If you're 119th in tackling and you're trying to bring down Trinidad Chambliss and Keewon Lacy, you know, Morgan Freeman, good luck meme. Like, have fun with that because that's going to be difficult.
Mitch is watching from Japan, bro.
Hell,
that's
yeah.
Nuts.
So that what was?
Thank you, Mitch. That's dope.
It's not quite. I was going to say, what's the time difference?
I have no idea.
I say it's not tomorrow.
Mark Walsh, any idea where NFL boards have Daquan Wright? I think that he's got at least a third round grade. It's apostrophe Quan for spelling next time, Mark. But yeah,
he's been very good since he's been healthy.
Mm.
I think he's gotten better in pass pro.
If y'all want to fight, y'all can. I'm not. I don't do it. I just try to be honest, and I will admit when I'm wrong. Very gladly. I'm not going to get in a celebrity death match with nobody. That's just not, I don't care. It ain't about that. God taught us to be patient and, you know, we ain't supposed to be like all like that, man. It's about being fair and equitable. So I ain't fighting nobody, but Tony says, hey, Ben, I'll fight for you if you need it. Hey, y'all do all the fighting you want, brother. I'm down with it. I would kill to see claymation of Ben in a hoodie. Hold on a second. Well, I got something kind of like that. Zach, go ahead and bam.
I did want to pose this question for the chat because some people were bringing it up to me the day after the game, and I think I agree.
What's that?
Somebody asked me, do you think Lane Kiffin would have won that Sugar Bowl?
No.
Because those field goals early in the game probably would have been fourth down conversion attempts.
Yep.
And if you don't get them, probably not winning.
Let me just ask you something. Do you think Ole Miss loses to Kentucky if Lane Kiffin's not the head coach?
Pete Golding would have beaten.
I'm just saying.
Never lost.
Hey, look. Would John David Baker's offensive coordinator at Florida in the most important game at that point in Ole Miss history, only to be surpassed by actually now the most important game in Ole Miss history, just to get into the playoff with the best defense you've ever had, would John David Baker have started a fifth-string wide receiver, Micah Davis, who's now at USM at running back over Ulysses Bentley? I don't know if this is claymation, but if y'all want to turn it into it, look at that.
I got given this shirt.
Hold on. I got given this shirt for Christmas. That's Ben, and it's a good – I mean, it looks like him. That's Ben. And there's our man.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Make some claymation of that. I would rather just talk very passionately and with conviction. But if people want to fight, y'all can fight. I ain't doing it. I'm just not doing it. It ain't that serious, but like, don't lie. Don't be full of crap. You aren't pivoting now that Trinidad Chambliss is the guy. Oh, yeah, he's staying at Ole Miss. Like, that's not new news today. I'm not knocking the reporting. It's important. I have nothing but respect and love for Neil and Chris Lowe and all them dudes. I was on the phone with Mark Schlabach yesterday. I love them cats, man. That's not what I'm talking about. I just think it's comical that he thought he'd built an untouchable apparatus of Lane Kiffin love, and yet it's all falling apart on him. Because those dang Ole Miss Rebels, those dang little Ole Miss Rebels, Zach just kept on winning, you know? Just kept on winning.
Scrappy bunch.
That scrappy bunch. Those dinky little rebels.
Yeah, crazy thing to me is without the scoop and score, it's not even close.
Mm.
Like if you're not familiar with him, he's a good follow. Parker Fleming on Twitter. His handle is Stats of War. He always does a graphic, and it's always titled, "Did We Really Get Beat That Bad?" Mm-hmm. And it's like success rates for each team. And it's, you know, there's a horizontal line that's like the neutral, you know, the neutral part. And if it's up for Ole Miss, that means, yeah, you got whipped. If it's down towards the neutral line, it's, well, it's a pretty close game. If it's below that, then it's like, oh, well, Ole Miss was fortunate to win because Georgia success rate wise was better. It was not that way. It was above the neutral line for Ole Miss. I mean, Indiana was way above Alabama, obviously, because that was just an absolute mauling. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a fluke. Like, that's the thing. Like, Georgia was undefeated. Like I wrote it. I can't remember. They were like 53-0 when winning at halftime. Mm-hmm. And they were like in the set, like 74-0 when leading in the fourth quarter. And Ole Miss snapped both of those. So, I mean, this team is just as resilient as you can be at this point. I mean, down on the road at Oklahoma, came back and won. Down at home against Florida, came back and won. It's just been just punch. I mean, early in the year, down against Kentucky on the road, still trying to find yourself as a team, came back and won. Like, just found a way. Like, it's just a team that seems to be as mentally tough as I've ever seen an Ole Miss team. I mean, probably the most mentally tough team I've ever witnessed in my almost 38 years on this earth.
What are the predictions regarding Pete Shark tweets? Because we're not going to be much longer here. One of them is the Florida defensive lineman. I just don't want to butcher his name.
Micah Barreau, I believe.
Yeah, Micah Barreau.
Yeah, I wrote a piece this morning of kind of who could be next. Barreau is one of them. I think it's probably him. Edwin Joseph was on campus. Carius Kern was on campus. And Kyle Parker, the LSU wide receiver, was also on campus. As Ben mentioned earlier, Khalil Barnes is going to Georgia. I'm trying to remember who else was on campus. There was an ETSU wide receiver that was on campus. His name is escaping me.
So much is happening at one time, man.
We have a thread on the board at the Ole Miss Spirit that you can follow that I put every single news, note, scoop, intel, it's all in there. That's where you need to be. Like, that's just kind of the running list of things that I'm hearing, things that are going on.
And the content, man, I'm doing these portal cheat sheets. If you go to the Ole Miss Spirit, if you sign up as a new member with that QR code above Zach's head. Yeah, like the cheat sheets are everything I'm hearing. It's a stream of consciousness every single day at the end of every single day. It's the Ole Miss portal cheat sheet at the Ole Miss Spirit. Scan that QR code, join us. New members get 50% off. I think the Florida defensive lineman is one of them based off of what I've been hearing. The other one, take your guess, but Carius Kern.
I think it could be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
So next weekend is also a big weekend. I know Florida State wide receiver Javon Boggs is visiting. I don't know when, hasn't been confirmed yet. UCF defensive lineman Horace Lockett is going to visit next weekend. I'll be curious to see if he still visits if Micah Barreau commits. Perry Thompson, the Auburn wide receiver, Ole Miss is talking to him. You've got Trey Wisner is planning on visiting Florida State and Ole Miss. A lot will hinge on Lacey, in my opinion, with that one, because I don't think Trey Wisner is going to come to Ole Miss if Keewon Lacey's back. Jeremiah Harrison was the ETSU wide receiver. One of the Shark tweets
said, heard Carius Kern was on campus. I'm the first person who reported that. So,
I think Jaheim Otis could absolutely be one of the Shark tweets.
Dude, are we going to do it again with this guy? I thought it was done.
He's the Undertaker.
Like, what is happening?
The Undertaker meme.
Is this going to be the third time that Jaheim Otis, you know, drags Ole Miss along? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jordan Castile was in town, Florida safety. there is, Alex McPherson is an edge from Colorado.
Here's a great question. Brandon Tyler, 7-4-10, since we're talking about Sharks and potential offenses. Bachway from Alabama. You got to mute your mic when you're about to cough. I'm kind of like raspy today, too. You know, it's that weird change in weather. But Mbakwe from Alabama as a corner, no, as a wide receiver, if he came to Ole Miss.
He is going to visit.
I've heard they're going to get him. I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if they're going to get him. Like, that's, I think Ole Miss feels right now on January 5th, 2026. I think Ole Miss feels pretty confident when they get him on campus that they won't let him leave. So yeah, not as a corner though, as a wide receiver. So there could be an offensive player. Lack of reps for winning the playoffs. Ben, do you think that's because we think he's leaving? I don't think so. He's still rotationally in there. He was the one, as Ole Miss was driving to kick the game winning field goal in the Sugar Bowl. They tried to force a ball to Winnie. And so he's out there rotationally and stuff. It's just like, I mean, in the Sugar Bowl, hell man. I mean, DeJohn's dribbling, Harrison Watts were catching everything. They bet 2 100-yard receivers against Georgia, man, you know?
No, Winnie was the guy that helped dribbling up after the big play on third down.
Are y'all surprised about P.J. Wilkins, Ole Miss offensive lineman, entering the portal? Like no. I said on Twitter, not at all. He opened the year as a starter. He got replaced by Delano Townsend in Kentucky, and he's been in the swing man ever since. And he wants a starting opportunity. He's a little older in the tooth now.
Delano Townsend has been outstanding.
Yeah, and like PJ for next year, he wouldn't be a starting option. I mean, ideally, you got Bryson Sanders back, probably Patrick Kudus, for sure Delano Townsend too, I think. Devin Harper, I think, is the favorite. They love that dude.
Yeah.
But getting a left tackle, that's something that they're going after, and there's a number of candidates there as well. But no surprise about PJ.
Southern Miss linebacker Chris Jones is going to be on campus today at some point.
Yeah, I heard that just a minute ago. Still waiting on the Bentley interview. So am I, guys. You act like I'm not trying. That's a very touchy, complicated thing. And we're closer today than we've ever been, but still not close. When it'll come, I say again, I'm crazy. When we're able to get it done, we'll get it done.
Yeah.
I am a lover, not a fighter. I just try to not be the hot-headed, idiot, mean, bitter, terrible human being that I was before God interceded. That's all. Anyway, back to what you're saying.
Couple potential rotational guys at running back. Don't think you get both, but both Caden Durham and JT Lindsey from LSU could be because of the Frank Wilson connection. Yeah, it was Alex McPherson. I think I mentioned him earlier. He's an edge from Colorado. He's visiting this weekend coming up. I think there's going to be another wave of guys coming this weekend. Win or lose for Ole Miss on Thursday. I know I talked to a lot of people that were pretty emphatic about the pickup of Jonathan Maldonado from Nevada.
I had not heard that name till he committed.
Yeah,
I mean, that can happen.
I haven't either, but twitchy guy, played really well against Penn State earlier this year. And look, I know Penn State wasn't great, but still it's a Nevada edge playing well against some big-time guys. This weekend's going to be interesting. Yeah, Mbakwe, he's going to visit at some point. I'm pretty sure Georgia's going after him pretty hard. But again, it depends on who's wanting him for what. Because Ole Miss was going to let him have a shot at being a two-way guy.
Yeah, but now it would be wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know. But he ended up staying at Alabama because DeBoer and them were like, hey, we'll let you play both. And then, spoiler, you didn't.
You didn't.
Spoiler.
No.
McPherson went to Penn State over the weekend, the Colorado guy I mentioned. I anticipate Mbakwe visiting. It's going to – the ebbs and flows. Jace Brown was in town this weekend. I believe he is going to LSU now. Today, I think Matt Moscona reported that this morning.
Yeah, also Matt Moscona reporting Ole Miss is, I mean, LSU is now pivoting or was pivoting.
Yeah.
Because of Trinidad Chambliss. Obviously, they're pivoting. It's not that they got sold a bunch of bullshit. They're pivoting.
I've
heard the defensive lineman from Florida could be one of the last two Sharks that you're all worried about. I think he's committed. Chris Jones from Southern Miss, linebacker. I'm watching the Miami-Texas A&M game as I talk to y'all. I'm trying to figure out why Miami people, of which there are a few, which I was surprised because I thought that fan base was kind of like, you know, kind of like the Heat in Miami. Let me say, kind of like hit or miss. Really mad that Ole Miss fans and players aren't saying this is the best team they've ever played. I don't see a team that is, I don't know. But
one,
yeah,
more,
Chris Jones,
one more
defensive lineman from Florida, Chris Jones from Southern Miss, Mbakwe, not yet, but that like I think Ole Miss, for people that want this specific, I'll say it declaratively. On January 5th at 11:12 a.m., and it could change by 11:13. I, Ben Garrett, based on what I know, believe Ole Miss is the favorite for Mbakwe.
Yeah.
And he would be a wide receiver at Ole Miss.
He's a hell of an athlete. I know people will typically run to, like, the box scores and look at the stats and be like, well, he didn't do anything. Like, he's a phenomenal athlete. Like, he is a guy that he's a dude you want in your locker room. You sign him and you figure it out. Like, he's that good of an athlete. And before I forget, one more peripheral name, Landon Cleveland. He's a safety from Oklahoma State. He's probably down the list. He hasn't scheduled a visit or anything, but they got Sharif Denson. That's big.
I think they're going to play him. I think you could see him get the same kind of treatment Jalen Braxton did. Jalen's now their best cornerback, in my opinion.
Well,
but like I could see him starting.
Are you thinking of Jay Crawford?
No, I'm thinking of Denson.
Because I think Denson might be a nickel, like close to the line of scrimmage guy. Because
that's what I'm talking about. Like he's going to be a moving piece. That's what Jalen was to start. That's what Pete Golden called him in August. So like I think he's ultimately, if he settles in as a starter, he'll take Kapina Gushkin's spot.
That's what I was getting at. Because his PFF grades for run support are awesome. Like it's elite compared to what's on the roster
and
now.
Dude, I watched the replay of the Sugar Bowl last night as I was going to sleep. And man, they did try to pick on Kapina Gushkin. They really did. And there was a push off. There was a missed face mask. There's a lot that the refs let it get away with. But still, Kapina kept coming back, man.
The one pass interference he had where he grabbed the guy, that was the right
not play. Pass interference.
No, not the face mask one.
Oh.
The one where they went for a double move.
Yeah.
Didn't bite, but he was going to get beat. You grabbed
him. Watson Lucky pulled him into him, dude.
Like, no. That's the one down the sideline. I'm talking about the one that was like a slot fade. You grab the guy because it's not a spot foul.
Yeah. No, that was
going to be a touchdown.
But no,
the other one, it was great coverage.
Great. And like, Lawson Lucky sold it. It's like we all hate flopping in the NBA. There's flopping in college football all over the place now. That dude, that was strategic. They coach this stuff now. He pulled him into him and like flamboyantly was like, oh, I've been interfered with. Yeah. And he got the call from these stupid Big Ten refs. But that was ridiculous. Kapina Gushkin, yes, they were picking on him, but he also made a hell of a play and got called for PI. It's absurd. What's the latest on Keywon's shoulder? It's hurt. It's going to be hurt. But he told me after the Sugar Bowl multiple times, feeling fine. Ain't nothing going to keep him out. Is he staying? I think that has now become the betting favorite for Keywon.
Cautiously
outcomes.
Optimistic is what I was
saying. I think that's, yes, cautiously optimistic. I'm calling it now the betting favorite of an outcome. That's as far as I'll go. Continue on.
If you want to ask about Keywon's shoulder, just look at the second throw of that three-play sequence.
Yeah, he don't care.
Popped by KJ Bolden and was fine.
Chase Brown is visiting, and the Kansas State wide receiver who went for about 2,000. That one could pop. That one could pop. He's got a lot of schools after him. I think he's the number one portal receiver right now.
And I don't know if he's actually in Baton Rouge yet. He might be. That could have been he was on his way. 3 hours ago, he posted something on his Instagram. He was in the IPF.
Okay. So,
we'll see. Yeah, very good wide receiver. I think like because the portal is just going to keep moving. Like it's just going to be crazy. So Ole Miss is doing a really good job of juggling, preparing for the Fiesta Bowl while also – and that's why you put together the staff you put together. That's why you hire all the analysts. That's why you hire Austin Thomas. That's why you bring Kelvin Bolden back. Because those guys are just all gas, no brakes with this portal stuff. So, and I want to say before we forget, huge shout out to Pat Carter. I highlighted him a couple weeks ago when he re-signed to stay on staff. That dude's been a huge piece of this wide receiver room, especially in this college football playoff run, because George McDonald's going to LSU. And I think it was either you or Jake, somebody mentioned it in the media op that one of the players, I think it was Harrison Wallace, was asked about wide receiver, and they were like, oh, it's Pat. Like, Pat's got us.
Yeah.
He's a senior analyst on staff. He's a big, big part of the recruiting efforts and preparing.
Damian Washington's already here, too. Like, he was on the field at the Sugar Bowl. He's their wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick Carter's already confirmed to you that you wrote a story. I don't know if he confirmed it to you, but you wrote the story confirming that he's coming back for next year.
He did.
There's really no need for George McDonald to be here anymore.
Let Damian and Pat handle it.
They're good. LaDamian and Pat can handle that. I mean, whenever George McDonald was in Baton Rouge trying to split duties, who do you think was running the instruction meeting practice or whatever meetings? Yeah. Patrick?
Yep.
Go on. Like, it's fine. Like, no one – just leave now. It's quite okay. It's kind of getting old, to be honest with you. Like, I agree with Pete when Heather from ESPN kept asking the damn question. Like, why does it matter at this point? What does it matter? Like, it has no impact whatsoever. Somebody asked Mario Cristobal about it. Like, the coaches, the LSU coach, he said, it has no impact on us. Why are you at? And, like, I don't even know how it has an impact on that. I mean, that is a media creation. At this point, it's just salacious enough. It's juicy enough that you get really, really, I mean, that you get your rocks off reporting. So just so I'm crystal clear, the coaches, like, who gives a shit? Like, it doesn't matter.
And hey,
if they're there like they've been for weeks, okay, George McDonald's there for the day coaching them in practice. Well, Wash has been here for a while now. Patrick Carter's been here for years.
Yeah.
Like, what are we even doing, man?
Shout out to KPU. I guess it's K Push to Start in the chat. Noteworthy. Clardy got some snaps on defense. I noticed that as well.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Because one of my favorite dudes that I've ever covered.
And I know they love that dude. They love that dude.
He's up there for me with like Davis and Igbinosin as like one of the best interviews, like super generous with time, great answers. Clardy. I know
he can ball, man. He's rangy.
I peeped that too. He can play. Now he's gonna play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, like that was good to see
him. Dante Core, the arrest is bad, but Dante Core's got talent.
It was Georgia week. He had to, get in that mindset.
Is it bad that we all know, like we all laugh and agree with the damn joke?
Jarkobi Hobson. He will play.
Keon Young.
Jarkobi Hobson will be a multi-year starter, in my opinion.
We got a legitimate question. Can I ask a legitimate question from the LSU fan with the Ole Miss shirt? Why was so pressed to keep Lane if he's as bad as people try to paint him? Because he wins games. No one's denying that. The dude's a beautiful mind for football. Offensive game, especially in game. Like, and he is a walking, everything orbits around him all the time. So, like, that in and of itself always being a story, one of the biggest, loudest voices in the room always, that has tremendous value in a 247 culture where you're trying to suck up just any oxygen at all. He sucks up all of it. Yeah. So, like, you don't complain when you're getting a 4-10-win seasons in 5 years. You continue to give the man what he wants. But what I'm saying is, like, all the things that he was given came from an operation that had to be built.
I mean, look.
LSU's got his ass flying commercial. I was probably thinking, like, dang, why do we have to pay for all them private flights, you know?
I said, hey, I might see Lane on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, I'm flying out of Jackson, you know? Jackson, like, the Jackson airport, thank you. Mississippi people, man. Mississippi's the best. Jackson comes out with some new direct flights. Ole Miss fans, out of the kindness of their heart, I did not ask for them to raise me money. And they just, somebody got my Venmo and started sending me stuff. It became a little bit of a movement. I'm going to fill it. I've got my plane and room paid for because of Ole Miss fans. Nice. I am forever indebted.
And part of
that whole experience and trip is like that shows you what Ole Miss is on a very smaller scale. But if you want to join us in the Ole Miss spirit, scan that QR code. I saw, man, where was it? Hold on 1 second, Zach.
I was gonna say,
if you do, I'll find this because it's a very nice. Join the spirit for 50% off. But like that's what Ole Miss fans do. They rally. It's a real community. Like it's immediate. It's uniform. Not as many, but it's way more pot committed in a way.
You were there. I mean, I was told that it was like 70-30 Ole Miss to Georgia in the Superdome.
I wouldn't say 70-30. I wouldn't say 70-30. But Kirby
said it felt like a road game.
Dude, I don't think Deuce would care. Deuce McAllister straight up told me, man, he talked to everybody. He's Mr. Louisiana. You know what I mean? This is Deuce freaking McAllister, man. And Deuce straight up told me, man, that like Ole Miss, ever since they got included in the Sugar Bowl, when they advanced, like they'd been outselling. It was going to be 3-1, according to somebody he talked to in the ticket office. You know what I mean? Like it was going to be 3-1 Ole Miss. And I said that on a podcast, and LSU fans, oh, there's the homer, stupid fat boy Ben again. You know? And I will say, I don't know about 70%, but it was 60-40. Kirby said it. Do you listen to Kirby? Because Kirby straight up said, it seemed like an Ole Miss home game. Not you. I'm talking about people that were saying we were full of crap for saying
so. First of all, who's calling you fat? Come on. That's ridiculous. Also, well,
because dude, when I do this, I have no neck.
Most people, when they do that, look like that. I mean.
I look like the great Hampino. I don't care. The point was, it's like, where y'all at now? You know what I mean?
Did you see friend of the program, Spencer Hall, tweeted out, I think it was yesterday, said it was like a picture of Kirby after the game. And he just said, hey, this is Pete Golding's league now, Kirby. Just go ahead and call the Falcons. I thought that was good.
There it is from the nurse's husband, also from New Albany, living in California now. The NA community, we run deep. You guys do a great job. You know your stuff. That's very kind. You're always keeping us updated throughout the day. I'm glad I bought the 50% off deal. You can get it too. The QR code above Zach's head. Haven't run out of stuff to read yet. We're there all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. And if you sign up today, you get 50% off. I love that community. They rallied to get me to Phoenix. And if you want to keep supporting the cause, there's the QR code. We'd love to have you, man. Just come join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. An affiliate of On Three, and we don't just talk about it for an hour and a half. It keeps getting longer and longer now. Like I feel like one day we're just gonna do like a 7 hour stream, you know, having like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people, 8,000 people. Hey, we had 250,000 after all the Lane stuff went down in the Egg Bowl, 250K. So maybe we just like watch those people come talk, like they can come hang out with us for like a 7 hour live stream on game day. We're gonna have Walker Jones. Ooh. Hugh Freeze, somebody said this, like if Ben can have Hugh Freeze on the show, it shows that like we can forgive or like it's true, man. Like I believe Freeze is a good dude, and he made mistakes. We all did, but I also can't wait to hear, like he has legitimately unique perspective about the portal with Deuce Knight. He's not the only, like I want to ask about Jay Crawford. Don't you? You know what I mean? Like I was thinking, damn dude, they might have like 7 Tigers next year.
Ask about Keaton Thomas. Auburn played against Baylor.
Exactly right, dude. Like that stuff from 2016. That's a decade ago.
If Stone Cold and The Rock can get along, then Ben and Hugh Freeze can get along.
Wait, who and The Rock? Who'd you say?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold and The Rock have always gotten along.
Well, if you know, they had their
Stone Cold can heel turn and become a part.
They had their moments.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Stone Cold just kind of stunned everybody.
It was nice seeing Hugh at SEC Media Days, man. He's going through some health stuff, man. And hugged the guy, talked for a minute. You know, he knew what he was facing. And he doesn't make bullshit excuses all the time. I said bad words today. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord God.
We could ask him about, you know, hey, which courses are you playing while you're here?
Mm-hmm.
I could give him some tips on where to play because I've played quite a bit out there in Scottsdale. Real quick, in terms of portal notable things, LSU has signed Utah running back Racine Guillory, former Ole Miss target out of high school. He went to Utah. He is now going to LSU, so that could be something of note with JT Lindsey and Caden Durham potentially going back to stay with LSU. So Lane Kiffin has signed a running back. Doesn't mean they won't, but just notable, just popped up. Yeah, things are in flux here. I'm actually shocked that something hasn't happened while we're recording. I thought for sure something was going to pop while we were talking. But
I was too. Like, we've been going for about an hour and a half now. Like, so nothing's popped since we've been talking?
No, nothing.
All right, good.
Nothing yet.
I got to go. I'm supposed to go talk to Joe Judge and some players in Oxford, and it takes me about 40 minutes to get over there. It's like if I worked in downtown Memphis and lived in South Haven. That's how I kind of compare it, like, with living in New Albany. Thank God I do, man, because, I could have a little land here. The prices in Oxford and the traffic are tough. But I need to get there to do those interviews. So if we didn't miss anything, okay, we'll call a show.
Yeah, I guess the only thing we've really missed are just NFL coaches getting fired left and right.
Who all has been fired? I know Raheem.
Jonathan Gannon with the Cardinals.
The Cardinals have lost like 13 of their last 14. Do you know the only team they've beaten?
The Cowboys.
Your boys, Dallas Cowboys.
The Titans even beat the Cardinals. The Falcons fired the GM. Pete Carroll fired. I know the Browns fired its coach. The Giants are keeping their GM.
Oh, that's brilliant. The guy who screwed it up, who didn't want Dart. Probably would have traded him for a third and drafted Fernando Mendoza because, like, that dude's way too chronically online. Joe Schoen, whatever it is.
The Titans are just doing a 1-2 punch here and just requesting to interview both Matt Nagy and Steve Spagnuolo. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of people with just full of great ideas, Amy Adams Strunk, idiot.
God is good, Dakota, all the time and all the time. God, or like yesterday, I did the whole Cliff, God is good to Sudu. You know what Sudu said? He's like, damn right.
Cliff Kingsbury anticipated to get an interview with the Titans. Now we're talking. My wife might want to get season tickets.
Is he on her list?
I mean, yeah, he's on everybody's list.
Yeah.
Marcus Freeman's on there too. She kind of cared about the NFL for a little bit when that was going on.
Mm. Well, my sister-in-law, like with Jason Hayward, she's over the moon.
Jason Hayward.
And so, like, if I ever needed somebody, because Jason wasn't the next Hank Aaron like I thought he was going to be, but he was still a great player, but not what we thought he was going to be. And a lot of people had some things to say about Jason Hayward. If I ever needed to fill a pick-me-up for always believing that he'd be the next Hank Aaron, I just would call my sister-in-law and go, he's a beautiful man. That's a beautiful man. Next three commitments or retention announcements. All right, you do the next three commitments from the portal, and I'll do the next three retentions.
All right, let's go Michael Burrow, Jaheim Otis, Carius Kern.
All right. Next are retention announcements. I'll say Oscar Bird, Lucas Kinyero. Trinidad Chambliss has already been announced.
Do it.
You mean say Keewon? You was at Keewon? No.
Maybe today.
Yeah, maybe. But I know they've come to agreement or come to terms with the specialist.
What was it? The Pace Salsa commercial with the little girl? She's like, why not both?
Why not both? Sure. Maybe a wide receiver like Deuce Alexander or Caden Lee. I think that
could work. Because
Thank you, Tony. You're the best, man. You're always here and you're loyal. And just thank you, dude. Marlon Wilson, Benz, are you going to the Fiesta? No, I am because of the Ole Miss spirit. Join.
By the way, do we have a...
Y'all, man, y'all are awesome.
Do we have a remote spot selected yet?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see if I can...
I've had people ask me, so I need to confirm it with you, but...
All right, we will be at... I'm just going to show it to you. There it is.
Is it in Glendale?
Yeah. Pregame party. All right. So the official pregame.
Just a heads up for people staying in Scottsdale. And I've been there and the waste management is getting close. Ubers from Scottsdale to to Glendale are going to be pricey. Just a heads up.
They are. The official Ole Miss pregame party put on by the Ole Miss Alumni Association. Brad, Logan, and I will be live. Zach should be there too. Jake already got confirmed as guest. Walker Jones and Hugh Freeze going to get some more as well. Got a text out to Deuce McAllister. The hope is to get Keith Carter as well. From 2 to 4:30 p.m. is the official Ole Miss pregame party, the Ole Miss Alumni Association. So come join us. I think we're planning to broadcast 2 to 3:30. Might go even longer than that. We don't know, yet. You get wrapped up in it like we did at Manning's or wherever it might be. To be honest,
how many people Venmo you? Because then we could just pay for cold beer.
I will never turn down cold beer. So 2 to 4:30 p.m. at Heritage at Sportsman's Park. Heritage at Sportsman's Park, 9600 West Sportsman's Park South in Glendale, Arizona, 85305.
Is that in the entertainment district?
I have no idea.
So my hotel is in the entertainment district that's like a stone's throw from State Farm Stadium. So I believe there's like a lot of stuff right around it.
Well, we will be broadcasting the Ole Miss Spirits podcast. It's Ben, Brad, Zach, Jake. 2 to 4:30 is the party. We will be broadcasting from 2 to 3:30 at least at the official Ole Miss pregame party put on by the Ole Miss Alumni Association. Again, Heritage at Sportsman's Park, 9600 West Sportsman's Park South, Glendale, Arizona, 85305.
Wow. Yeah, dude, it's right there.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Right by my the hotel's right there. All right, perfect.
See, we got a few more comments before we get out of here. Like All right. So you hold on. Everybody's got stuff to say today. All right. What about Lee a DB? What about a DB? Oh, we I don't understand.
Oh, Kay and Lee from Auburn. Kay
and Lee. Yeah.
Kay.
No, it's not your fault. It's mine.
He visited, but nothing yet.
Okay. Something is going to pop off as soon as y'all log off. That's why we're still like vamping and delaying.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
We're just waiting. Dakota King, let's do host the watch party at the pavilion. He lives in Atlanta, but he will be the plan, if I can make it work, is he'll be like, he's going to do a multi-hour hub show on the channel, and he'll go to us. Wherever we are, I'm going to try to be down on the sideline during the game. You know what I mean? And I'll have my Starlink and go live. Like, you can watch the game potentially with Sudo and guests like me and Zach and Jake and Brad and players we talk to after the game. That's the hope. He won't be at the pavilion, but he will be a big part of what we
do. Somebody asked to see my golf bag set up. That's kind of in flux right now because I do have a good friend of mine who has some Mizuno MP58 irons. Might be switching from Callaway to those, but maybe who was it? Tampa 601. I will be going to a bachelor party at the end of the month, and we'll be playing a lot of golf. So
you go so many places all the time. You're hosting. You're going. He's living life as one Z to the B, Zach Berry.
I mean, it's been a while since I've been on a bachelor party, but I probably got like two more in me. This one's gonna be low key. It's gonna be like golf and just sitting around a house with like eating steaks and just chilling. It's not gonna be the old days when you go to Old Town in Scottsdale and act a fool. It'll be pretty chill, but. You know, I'd like to think I'm a man about town. Got some culture. Lane, you haven't commented in the chat yet, but I know you're listening. But I will be making a stop in Cleveland on the way to Phoenix. So if you're stopping in Cleveland, come find me. I'll be around the Southwest.
I love Cleveland. I when I was younger, my parents took us to Cleveland. Got to go watch a game with the Jake, which the Jake doesn't exist anymore. Jim Tomey hit a bomb. Absolutely amazing, you know.
Oh, that those Indians teams were
awesome,
nuts,
awesome,
crazy. That
Manny Ramirez was on that Indians team,
Carlos Baerga, Kenny Lofton. I mean, crazy that those teams never won. Sandy Alomar, never been to Cleveland Airport, Been to a lot. I'm a big airport guy. Been to a lot of airports. Never been to Cleveland. I'm excited. I've driven through Cleveland before.
So nothing's popped. Make sure before we log off here.
No, I was going to say, we're talking about airports now. We need to just get off.
I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry at Spirit Ben at Zach underscore Berry on Twitter. We both write at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Affiliative on Three, that QR code above Zach's head. Scan it today. If you are a new member, you get 50% off an annual subscription. That's 50% off, meaning $50 out of 100. Come on down, man. We'd love to see y'all anytime, any day, all the time, all day, I should say. We're there at the Ole Miss Spirit. It doesn't just have to be for an hour and a half every day here on the podcast. Come hang out with us, man. We'd love to have you. Yep. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. Even the LSU fans in the chat, like this guy who's, buddy, I know you're really bored right now. Ole Miss isn't, because Ole Miss is actually winning games and retaining players and getting good players. And y'all maybe, hate to know. Look, he's maybe, y'all's problem now, buddy.
Maybe that's why Kiffin's flying commercial, because he has bad experiences at private airports.
This has been Talk of Champions. Bye, Zach.
Bye, buddy.
He's going.